WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Brain Fog Detox. Your friendly neighborhood brain coach, Leo Weston, here to help you ditch those mental cobwebs and unlock your full potential. Today's topic is something I see a lot in myself and in the people around me, perfectionism. Ever felt like that nagging little voice inside your head is always judging your every move? You know that feeling when you spend hours agonizing over a decision, or even just choosing what to wear, because nothing seems quite right. That's perfectionism whispering in your ear, holding you back from taking action and enjoying the journey. Let's be real. Perfectionism can masquerade as being dedicated and driven. We tell ourselves it's about striving for excellence, but often it morphs into a monster that steals our joy and energy. So today we're going to unpack this beast, bust some myths, and learn how to ditch those mental blocks holding you hostage. Here are five key takeaways to remember as we dive in. First, understand that perfection is an illusion. There's no such thing as flawless. Even the things that appear perfect often have hidden cracks and imperfections. Think about your favorite painting. Zoom in close enough, and you'll see brushstrokes and details that wouldn't exist in a perfectly smooth surface. Life works the same way. Embrace the beauty in the imperfect moments because they make up the rich tapestry of your experience. Second, recognize that perfectionism can be fueled by fear. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of not being good enough. These are all powerful emotions that can drive us to strive for an unattainable standard. But remember, mistakes are inevitable, and they're actually opportunities for growth. Every stumble is a chance to learn, adjust, and come back stronger. Third, prioritize progress over perfection. It's easy to get caught up in the end goal and forget about the journey. Celebrate small wins along the way, acknowledge your efforts, and focus on moving forward, even if it's just one step at a time. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither are your dreams. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone struggles sometimes. It's okay to not be perfect. In fact, it's what makes us human. Be kind to yourself, forgive your imperfections, and remember that you are worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. Lastly, don't compare yourself to others. The social media highlight reel can make it seem like everyone else has it all together, but behind the scenes, everyone is battling their own demons. Focus on your own path, celebrate your unique strengths, and remember that comparison is the thief of joy. Okay, let's paint a picture. Imagine you're working on a creative project, a painting, a song, a story, something you're truly passionate about. You start off excited and energized, but then that familiar voice creeps in. It's not good enough. You're not talented enough. Others will judge you. Suddenly, the joy drains away and you find yourself paralyzed by fear of failure. This is perfectionism taking hold, whispering doubts and blocking your creative flow. But what if you could silence that voice? What if you could embrace imperfections, celebrate the process, and allow yourself to simply create for the pure joy of it? That's where self-compassion and a shift in perspective come in. Instead of striving for unattainable perfection, Focus on enjoying the journey, learning from your mistakes, and expressing your unique vision without judgment. Remember, the goal isn't to create a masterpiece. It's to create something that is meaningful to you. So remember, folks, overcoming perfectionism is a marathon, not a sprint. It takes time, practice, and self-compassion. But by understanding its roots, embracing imperfections, and focusing on progress over perfection, you can finally break free from the mental blocks holding you back. Let's recap. We talked about recognizing perfection as an illusion, understanding that fear fuels perfectionism, prioritizing progress over perfection, practicing self-compassion, and ditching comparisons. Remember these key takeaways as you navigate your daily life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you try to overcome perfectionism? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of brain fog-busting goodness. Until next time, keep shining bright, and remember, you are enough just as you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.